This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
We have a guest who has cast his spell over audiences in over 250 cities.
Did you say he's cast his shadow over the
his
audiences?
Spell.
Well, I knew it was impressive, but I didn't know it was that impressive.
He's hitting the Melbourne Comedy Theatre stage from tomorrow night as one half of the Naked Magicians. Welcome to Joy. Good morning, Christopher Wayne.
Good morning, guys. I'm so excited to be here. I was on your show, not your show, but your station in 2015, and this is my first time back in Melbourne and back on the show.
Yeah, because you haven't been here for 3 years.
We've been touring the world. We kicked off the Naked Magicians in 2014. We did a little Australian tour in 2015, and then it got picked up in New Zealand, then Asia, then the UK, and then America eventually. So we've been touring nonstop. It's our first time back in Australia in 3 years.
Did you feel impressive in Asia? No, that's what I was.
You know what? They were the dirtiest buggers out of everywhere we've been. It's amazing. Oh, didn't see that coming.
Have you ever spent a night in Bangkok? We all.
So, Chris, just how naked are you on stage? Like, is it everything?
We get asked that a lot. It's kind of like a Tinder date or a Grindr date, that it starts off fully clothed, but we lose it bit by bit by bit throughout the show until by the end of the show, we're completely starkers. And we guarantee that you see everything from top to bottom.
But, I mean, as a magician and getting naked, you've lost half your tricks. You know, there's nothing up my sleeve. You know, where do you pull the rabbit out?
We say good magicians don't need sleeves and great magicians don't need pants. That's our whole shtick. You know, it's like Magic Mike if it had magic in it. Boom, done.
Excellent.
So how did it turn into a naked magician? Where did you sort of combine magic and being naked?
We were both, Mike, my co-star, and myself, we were best friends that were both professional magicians. He was a high-end corporate entertainer. I was actually the magician, I won't say which show, on a kids' TV show here in Australia for forever. And Magic Mike, the movie, came out. People kept making jokes at Mike because it was his job and his name. They're like, how big is your magic wand? Can you make your clothes disappear? And I'm like, bro, why has no one made a show that's just filthy and funny? And it's a magic show. And magic's the second oldest profession in history. You don't have to guess what the oldest one is.
Yeah.
And no one had ever made a naughty magic show. So we tried it. People liked it. And that's what we do now. We're the Naked Magicians.
So being naked,
yes.
Are you using your penis as the trick? I mean, are you pulling hankies out of it or stuffing out like a row of hankies?
I've actually got a dove up my butt right now. Yeah. That's why I'm sitting funny.
Do you do the cartwheel with your penis and out pops flowers off the end, or is it just all magic and dicks just there?
That sounds like a horrible show that no one would ever want to see. I don't know. It's very sexy and all the tricks are naughty and orientated around that stuff that you talk about with your best friends or your partners when you've had a couple of cheeky wines. It's all the naughty stuff. There's a trick based on reading someone's mind and figuring out what their celebrity free pass is. We make a prediction with two random audience members what their porn star names are. Do you guys know what your porn star names are?
No.
First pet you ever had, first street you ever lived on? Great game.
Yeah, so I'm Charger Arthur.
I'm Sparky Mills.
That's where I know you from. That's actually amazing. I'm Puss St. Helens, and I'm glad to be here.
That's a great one. What's the main audience that goes to your shows? Is it?
I think it's about 70-80% girls' nights out, and that's what the show is. We've got a great gay following, though, that we're really proud of. Like, it's not like a male review show where you just look in the audience and it's all hens nights and stuff like that. We have a really mixed crowd. We get a lot of older people come and a whole lot of couples as well, straight couples and gay couples, which we love. It's a show for anyone that likes magic or comedy or a cheeky side, but we're really proud that it's not just a two guys getting their shirts off, that it is an inclusive show and everyone feels like they're in on it.
Is there pressure to be fit? I mean, you're a fit guy. Like, that must be enormous. Like, you've got to look amazing.
I've actually lost 45 kilograms since I first wrote the show with Mike. And so I've been on a big fitness journey that doesn't end. And yeah, so there's a lot of pressure because we want to, when it comes off in the show, we want to make sure that everyone's got something good to look at. So you're at the gym every day.
And you said there's gays in the audience and we are judging you, bitch. We are judging.
You guys, really do. More so than women, for sure.
Oh, definitely.
But yeah, that's okay. Bring it on. I say.
So what's your fitness routine?
Okay. As I mentioned before, I don't drink booze. That's a big one for me. Black coffee only. So cutting down all the calories with that stuff. And then every day, I either run. So I alternate between like cardio and then weights on the alternate days. And that's me every day. I either run 10 Ks or I spend an hour or two at the gym.
See, I'm exhausted just thinking about it. See, I don't run because I always spill my drink. My cocktails don't ever last when I run.
Yeah. It is hard to run with a Cosmo in your hand. It's true. I've tried it once.
I try.
Yeah. I love it. I am that jerk now though. I love going for a run. I got the active wear, the Lululemon, but I love it. Yeah.
So basically what you're telling me, you're very fit, very attractive, but shit, you've got no friends. Because who wants to hang out with a sober runner?
Who wants to hang out with a sober runner? Just Mike, who's a sober swimmer. Yeah, so that's probably why we get on so damn well.
But I'm still concerned about being naked, and, you know, I have a problem.
You don't need to be concerned.
No, but I'm worried that I'm up at the front. You know, I'm on the front doing my little tricks, mm-hmm. You know, I'm making it all, turn around, there's some hottie in the front row. I think I'd get an erection. I mean, has that ever happened? Have we ever had a mistake?
This is the question we get asked the most. Yeah. Do we get boners on stage? Yeah. And we don't, because we're in work mode and there are a lot of attractive people in the audience.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got 500, 1,000, 2,000 people in the States, people staring at you. There's no bigger boner killer in the world than having that many people staring at you in the middle of a show. I promise you. I almost got one once and I had to take my mind to a very dark place to kill the mood.
We saw on Twitter yesterday you were worried about your luggage going missing.
I gotta watch naked, what I tweet.
Why do you need your luggage?
We have so much luggage. We've got all the props for the show. It's all amazing magic. But then also I never know what to wear, especially in Melbourne where you've got like every single season in a day, famously.
You need to have a lot of outfits. Because you've come to Melbourne for 3 years. It's freezing outside. It is not the time to be here showing it off. I mean, we all know what the cold weather does.
The show's going to be shorter tomorrow night and Saturday night by an inch or two. Yeah, definitely. Count on that.
Now, you said that your proudest accomplishment is how much the Westboro Baptist Church hate you. Why do they hate you?
I don't know. I mean, well, I think I do know because we're fun and celebrate all the good things in life. Obviously, Westboro Baptist Church, God hates, you know what? They're just horrible. They're, you know, an extremist Christian church in the United States. We were playing in... I can't even remember. It was somewhere in Kansas and we rocked up at the theater and I saw just what is the most beautiful thing in the world. And it was us, our name on the billboard of the theater, the name, and then all the people from Westboro Baptist picketing our show.
I think you're right. That would be my proudest moment in the whole world, to have those morons out there. So they don't like anyone unless you're mother and father or brother and sister and from the Southwest.
And we are none of those things. But it was great. And it was amazing publicity for us, of course. But I mean, like that was the day. I mean, we'd already played 200 cities around the world. We'd met, you know, some of our idols. We're one of the biggest magic shows on the planet. But the day Westboro Baptist turned up in Kansas, I'm like, now I've made it.
No. You're on Joe 94.9, Tom and Warren for breakfast. We're joined by Chris Wayne from The Naked Magician.
I thought it was Chris Wang. I was introducing you before. I go, we've got Christopher Wang.
Do I look like a Chris Wang?
Well, I was hoping
Chris
anyway.
Has got a Wang, but yeah.
Are you going to stay around and play a magic trick on us?
I'm going to show you guys an amazing trick, and it might involve less clothes than this.
So I do need to apologise for creepy Andy in the corner. Here's a hose. If he comes near you when you're naked, just hose the bitch down. I find it works. Okay?
So he does work here, though, just to...
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
We're contractually obliged to have him here. We're not quite sure what the hell he does. He sits in the corner and twiddles his knob. That's all we know.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Now, Chris, you're going to play a trick on us.
I'm going to perform a magic trick. You guys can keep everything on.
Oh.
Sorry to let you down.
I was half getting it out.
I mean, if you're going to be more comfortable.
Put your clothes back on top.
So this is just a taste of what we do in the show. This isn't a trick from the show. It's something that I've prepared for you guys. First and foremost, yes or no, have we set anything up this morning? I told you guys I was going to show you a trick, but I didn't.
No, I've got no idea.
I thought just get your dick out was a trick enough.
Well, you know, that's a thing. I need to borrow a phone.
A phone.
Get a phone there.
You got a phone?
I don't have one that's from this century, you know.
All
that.
Right, now.
What if there's something personal? Oh, my goodness.
I won't go through anything personal or private. All I'm going to do is open up an app on this, which is your calculator.
Right.
And I'm going to hit clear. Can you give me a one-digit number, please?
Three.
I'm going to hit three times a two-digit number.
22.
22 times a three-digit number.
333.
This is going to be a big one. Can you take that out of my hand and punch in any four digits, then hit equals? So I don't want to see the four digits, I don't want to hear the four digits, and I don't want to see the answer.
Okay, so there's a zero on my phone now. You've been punching into it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a zero display.
That's right.
So there's nothing, as far as I'm concerned, it's a clear calculator.
Yeah, but it's not because we've been adding numbers. So four digits and then equals. So far we've multiplied a one is your number by a two is your number by a three digit number by a four digit number. This will be the fourth. Okay, then hit equals down the bottom.
9, 8, 2.
Don't say it out loud. Don't say it out loud because then I'll figure it out. That's all right. Just hit equals when you got it.
You could be a math genius.
Okay. I could be a math. Definitely not. That's why I have to get naked. Okay, so do you have the answer?
Yes, I do.
Is it big?
Yeah.
All right. That's what she said. does it end? I'm going to try and figure this out. Does it end in an 8?
Yes.
I'm going to go backwards. Just say yes or no. 8. Then a 1?
Yes.
Don't let the screen lock. A 0?
Yes.
A 2?
Yes.
Is there a 6 then going backwards?
Yes.
Then a 0?
Yes.
Then a 5?
Yes.
Is the first digit, it's low. Is it 1? Is it 150-62018?
Yes. 15,062,018.
I got it right?
You got it.
That's so cool. Now, that's one thing if I got that right. But do you know what? Were those numbers random? Were your numbers random?
Yeah.
Were your numbers random?
Yeah.
He's a random number generator.
Do you know what date we open at the Comedy Theatre in Melbourne?
What?
It's tomorrow night, Friday the 15th
okay.
of June.
And that's the date.
2018. The 15th of the 6th, 2018. 1506-2018.
Shit, that's not magic. That's the devil shit, that is.
But guys, I got to show you something else as well. Like, I was so sure this is how it was going to play out. I'm going to take my jacket off here. I'm going to take my shirt off as well. I hope that's okay.
Chris is stripping off.
Yeah. The temperature just got
the shirt's off. But down the front of my pants, you might see that there's something. Like this white thing. I've got my trusty Aussie bums on.
Definitely.
But you can see there's actually, it's a piece of paper. Can you pull that piece of paper out of, that's been there the whole time. I wrote a little something on it in the elevator.
That's the same number.
Do you know what? It's sweaty and smells. that was
great. Do you want to read out the numbers on that?
1506-2018.
Matches exactly what's on your calculator, and it matches when we're playing.
And you didn't know what
theater.
I was going to put in the calculator.
I had no idea, and it's your calculator.
That's really weird. And I this is legitimate. In fact, Andy has filmed this, so we'll post it up on Facebook. Wow!
I'm getting straight onto the Catholic Church because we need to get these bitches down here. And what do they do when they wave the
exercise?
Exorcism.
Mention my name, and they'll hang up on you.
Oh,
mate.
They know all about you.
Yeah,
they
do. They do.
Wow, that's fantastic. So now you're playing.
Impressed.
I'm impressed.
Fantastic. Look at that.
Do I pass by? Because you said yourself the gays are the ones that are bitching about it. Do I pass the
when
test?
When you walked in, I gave you about a 7. The shirt went off. You went to 8. Oh, I'm looking at Dick and you're a 9.5.
Yeah. Sweet.
What does the... You've got once tattooed above your nipple.
I've never told a living soul what that tattoo means.
Right.
Well, actually, I'll just tell you. I had the letters B-E-Y in front of it and I'm getting them lasered off one at a time.
I'll be honest.
Say Beyonce. Yeah. No, it's that's the only secret in the world I have because everyone gets to see my dick every night. So this is the one thing that I haven't ever told anyone
that
about.
You keep secret.
I've also got one tramp stamp across the back.
Do you actually?
Yeah, and it says open for business.
No, you don't. Have that. I got to show you guys this. I know it doesn't play on air, but that's a sound wave on my arm is my newest tattoo. It's my grandfather's voice in 1962. But if I hold my phone over it, it plays the audio of his voice like a barcode. Yeah, it's the coolest tattoo in the world. I love it.
I really like that. For my grandfather, the last thing I'd want to hear is hear my voice.
we should put our tattoos on.
Yeah.
Chris, thank you so much for coming in. So the Naked Magician, see, you're taking your top off and now we can't even speak. The Naked Magician's currently touring. They hit the Comedy Theatre in Melbourne tomorrow and Saturday night, then New South Wales and ACT. Before coming back, you're coming back to Bendigo and Shepparton and Frankston.
That's right. I mean, all the dates and stuff, you can go to our Facebook page, which is The Naked Magicians. You can go to nakedmagicians.com and it's all there. And yeah, we're so excited to be back in Melbourne.
Just follow Dick. You're walking down the streets of Melbourne, follow the Dick.
Follow the D.
Chris Wayne, thanks for coming into Joy.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.